7.12 A.
Helen Mirren won a well-deserved Oscar for her performance as Queen Elizabeth II in The Queen. The film is about how the royal family responds to the tragic death of Diana, Princess of Wales, in a car crash in 1997. The Queen had had a troubled relationship with Diana, who had divorced Prince Charles. When Diana dies, she feels the death is a private affair and wants to protect her grandchildren, Princes William and Harry, from the paparazzi, so she keeps them at her castle in Scotland. However, there is a massive outpouring of grief from the general public, who surround Buckingham Palace with flowers, and both the Prime Minister and Prince Charles think the Queen should return to London. At first, she refuses, but in the end, she is persuaded to come back. And in this scene, the climax of the film, she inspects the thousands of flowers outside the palace. Her expression shows a mixture of feelings, sadness, perhaps some surprise at the strength of the public's love for Diana, and perhaps relief that she had made the right decision in the end to come back to London.
B.
This is a scene from the fantasy film Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is a prequel to the Harry Potter films. Set in 1926, the film stars Eddie Redmayne as the wizard Newt Scamander, who comes to New York with a suitcase containing several magical creatures. When he's at the bank, one of the creatures escapes from the suitcase. In this scene, he is desperately trying to recapture it and is watching, horrified, as it starts stealing things from people in the bank. J.K. Rowling herself both wrote the script and co-produced the film, and it was the first film set in Harry Potter's Wizarding World to win an Oscar.
C.
Frances McDormand, who won an Oscar for Best Actress in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, is without doubt one of the most versatile actresses of her generation. This still is from the Coen brothers' black comedy Burn After Reading, which also starred George Clooney and Brad Pitt. McDormand plays the role of Linda Litsky, a personal trainer who, with her co-worker Chad, tries to steal money from a retired CIA worker. Linda is in desperate need of money, mainly because she's obsessed with expensive cosmetic surgery. In this scene, she is discussing with a doctor the work she wants done. During the discussion, the doctor has suggested that she have an operation to get rid of her crow's feet, the lines and wrinkles around the eyes. Linda protests that they're baby, tiny crow's feet. And as the doctor explains the procedure, she feels more and more unsure and indecisive about what to do. The genius of McDormand's acting is that although the character of Linda is self-centered, superficial, and not very bright, McDormand manages to portray her as a true American heroine.
D.
This still shows Daniel Kaluuya in the 2017 American horror movie Get Out. Daniel plays the role of Chris, a young black photographer who goes to meet the parents of his white girlfriend Rose, who live in a large house in the country. Although the parents try to make it clear that they are not at all racist, Chris quickly realizes that there is something very strange about them and about the black servants they employ. In this scene, Rose's mother, a psychiatrist who practices hypnotherapy, is hypnotizing him. Although in theory it is to help him to stop smoking, here she gets him to relive the horror and the shock of the evening when he was 6 years old and his mother was killed in a car accident. Kaluuya was nominated for an Oscar for his performance, and the movie won the Oscar for Best Screenplay.